Thank you, Kerry. This impromptu on 98. Thank you, Kerry. This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoy this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick and easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. And this afternoon, we're delighted to welcome the Imani Winns, currently in residence at the University of Chicago, who will be playing some music by composers from a variety of places, but also two of the members of the Imani Winns are composers as well. And we'll begin this concert, this impromptu, with a piece by French horn player Jeff Scott, a member of the Imani Winns, and it has an appropriate title, Startin' Somethin'.
Thank you.
Music of Jeff Scott, Starting Something, starting our impromptu this afternoon on 98.7 WFMT with the Imani Winds. Jeff Scott is the French hornist in this group as well. Also, Toyin Spellman-Diaz, oboe, Mark Dover, clarinet, Monica Ellis, bassoon, and joining the group this afternoon is Tim Munro on flute, substituting for Valerie Coleman, the regular member of this quintet. Valerie is recovering from an injury today, and we certainly do wish her well. And welcome to all of you here. Monica Ellis joins us for just a second to talk.
Thank you. Monica
is the bassoonist in the group. What a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be back. Yes.
There's so many different types of styles and music that you play in this group. When you perform here or elsewhere, when you perform live, what is it that you want the audience to take away from your presentations?
Oh, man, so many things. I think we would love to just give the audience the well-balanced program and the breadth of diversity, the breadth of repertoire that exists in the Wind Quintet these days. The Wind Quintet is not historically an ensemble that has a lot of repertoire, so we are always after new things, new sounds, expanding the sonority of the group. So that leads to the commissions that we've had, the in-house composers, as we've mentioned, unearthing new pieces, kind of like the Ruth Crawford Seeger piece that we're going to play tomorrow. So it's really our desire to have the audience go home feeling great and feeling satisfied after, we hope, hearing a really awesome, exciting concert experience.
And not only unearthing other pieces, but perhaps arranging pieces that you really like for your ensemble as well. I would
yes.
think that would be something you'd be into.
Absolutely. Well, we're so grateful to have Jeff and Valerie in the ensemble, and we've been arranging pieces that are for other configurations that we think will really work well with the types of instruments that we play. For instance, the Piazzolla sets that we have, the spirituals that we play. We will play music today by Simone Shaheen, a Middle Eastern oud player. So I think it's just a testament to the fantastic writing that's going on out there, and it's not limiting. It doesn't have to be limiting to a particular instrumentation, that if you've got crafty folks like we have in our ensemble that can take those sounds and put them into ours, then why not? Why not expose that new sound to our audiences?
Absolutely. Thank you, Monica.
Thank
you. Back to music with a piece by Lalo Schifrin, a composer, of course, born in 1932. His piece known as La Nouvelle Orléans. Imani Winds.
Woo! Thank you.
music of Lalo Schifrin, La Nouvelle Orléans, played by the Imani Winds, our guests this afternoon on our impromptu. We're live in the Levin studio at 98.7 WFMT and WFMT.com. David Schwann, your host. Next, music by a member of the Imani Winds, Valerie Coleman. We'll hear the serenade from her piece, Rubispheres. Serenade from Rubispheres, music of Valerie Coleman, a member of the Imani Winds, who we're pleased to have in our Levin Performance Studio this afternoon. Imani Winds, consisting of Toyin Spellman Diaz oboe, Mark Dover clarinet, Jeff Scott French horn, Monica Ellis bassoon, and today Tim Monroe joining them as a flute soloist and a accompanist as well. Valerie Coleman unfortunately could not make it today due to an injury. But joining us to talk for just a bit is Jeff Scott,
Hello.
French horn player and composer. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you again. As I mentioned to Monica, it's great to have you here. And also, what a way to celebrate your 20th anniversary in residence at the University of Chicago. That must be a thrill.
It is a thrill. It's an absolute thrill. I mean, we always enjoy coming here. We've got a lot of friends here. We have a really nice following here. But it's also nice to have a home in Chicago University because they really, they think forward. They think about music and the progress of music. And that's really what we're about. That's what this whole residency is about. So we're really, really happy to be here.
And it's a win-win for everybody because not only, you know, people like yourself have been together for 20 years, but as we talked before we went on the air today, Jeff, it's great to have people in the group writing for the group. You, Valerie, etc. That brings new repertoire to this ensemble and to other ensembles as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been sort of part of the group from the inception of the ensemble. As Monica said earlier, we don't have the Mozarts and Brahms and Strauss wind quintets, you know, so we're really starting with a blank palette, which is a good thing. And Valerie and I have really learned to sort of celebrate the diversity that is in the wind quintet, and it comes out in our compositions, I think.
And we're about to hear music that you have arranged.
Yes.
By Simone Shaheen, the Dance Mediterranean. This is a good piece to hear.
Yeah, so. And you'll also get to hear us improvise.
So excellent.
Hope you enjoy.
Imani Winds, thank you very much, Jeff. If you would like to hear this impromptu again, it'll be available later on our website at WFMT.com. Back to music now. The Dance Mediterranean, arranged in 2011 by Jeff Scott. Music of Simone Shaheen, performed by Imani Winds.
Thank you.
Dance Mediterranea, music of Simon Shaheen, arranged by Jeff Scott. Jeff Scott, the horn player in the group we're featuring this afternoon, Imani Wins, Toyin Spellman-Diaz oboe, Mark Dover clarinet, Monica Ellis bassoon, Jeff, as we mentioned, a French horn, and also Tim Monroe on flute, substituting for Valerie Coleman this afternoon. Valerie Coleman is a person who we will hear next as an arranger with the traditional Go Tell It on the Mountain, our final piece this afternoon featuring Imani Wins.
Thank you.
Tell It on the Mountain, arranged by Valerie Coleman for the Imani Winds. Valerie, a member of this group, unfortunately could not be here today due to an injury. Tim Monroe is taking her place on flute. Tori Spellman Diaz, oboe, and Mark Dover, clarinet. Jeff Scott, French horn, and Monica Ellis, bassoon. If you would like to hear this impromptu once again, it will be available on our website at WFMT.com. We thank you all for being here today. Thank you for your music. Again, congratulations to you on 20 years of being together and your residency at the University of Chicago. Imani Winds will be appearing tomorrow night at the University of Chicago's Mandel Hall on East 57th Street. The concert was at 7:30, but it will be preceded by a discussion with the artists and Seth Brodsky at 6:30 p.m. You'll be able to hear two of the pieces we heard this afternoon, Startin' Somethin' by Jeff Scott, and also the Jeff Scott arrangement of Simone Shaheen's Danse Mediterranea, also music of Elliot Carter, Valerie Coleman, Ruth Crawford Seeger, and Paquito de Rivera. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek. Our producer is Louise Frank. This is David Schwann, your host, and if you enjoyed this performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support WFMT. It's quick and easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. And this impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. And now back to Carrie Frumkin.